I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Crazy day if you thought you were going to be able to cool off on Long Island South Shore yesterday. It's Anna and Raven. Sharks. Three sightings. Big sharks.
Big sharks, like separate sharks? One shark that in three spots or what? I need more details here.
Well, there's a lot of different things being reported. So the sightings were at Long Beach, Point Lookout, and Lido Beach. Now, here's what Hempstead Town Supervisor Don Clavin said.
You're going through a pandemic. You're going through limitations. It is the hottest day of the year, and now we've even hit a shark down here. First time in 4 years.
First time in 4 years. So how close was this shark to shore?
Approximately 8 to 10 feet out. So it was pretty close, folks. They have found some debris earlier this week with chunks taken out.
Raven, if you could see.
That's like a piece of the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when they found the boat and the tooth the size of a shot glass. And then he saw that dude's head and he screamed underwater and then he didn't bring the tooth up. So no evidence.
If you see the bite marks, like on the fish that they like got out of the ocean.
Did they get it? Oh, I need to see that photo.
Oh, it is. It's like. That looks a little bit scary.
But here's the thing. Sharks are supposed to eat fish. That's supposed to happen.
Well,
so
off the coast of Robert Moses, they've been spotting thresher sharks, which I've learned while researching all this is that they're kind of harmless. They don't really bother humans.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah, yeah. But this
they think is a
bull shark. They think it's a bull shark.
Well, bull sharks are far more aggressive.
500 pounds. They could be up to 500 pounds. They could be up to 11 feet. This is what one of the lifeguards saw.
And it came out, shot out of the water, spun around, didn't look like a dolphin. Fin, definitely a shark. I was like, so 8 to 10 yards away, and it was like turned away from me. That's how I saw the fin.
Oh, wow.
That is scary.
When they're jumping out of the water, they're doing some aggressive hunting.
Right.
That's what's going on right there.
Right.
8 to 10 feet out, they say that most shark attacks actually happen in less than 3 feet of water. So.
Right. Well, that's
which is
the whole
crazy.
Thing.
You don't think of that. Like, the shark will get right up in there, man.
So there's some areas that they just closed the beach indefinitely. Now it's 110 degrees outside, of course, and you're like, all
worst
right.
timing ever.
Yeah. But there's some areas that let you go back in up to your knees. And I was like, I think I take a hard pass on this. But this is what one of the locals said.
I'm terrified of bull sharks. I don't care about most of the sharks here, like sand tigers and sand sharks. They're harmless. But a bull shark, that's a different story.
Yeah, bull sharks are more aggressive.
I'm gonna say, you tell me there's a shark in the water. I don't care what kind of shark it is. I'm out. I'm out.
Depending on the heat, 6-footer won't keep me out of the water when it's 110 degrees.
You such a liar.
8-footer, 12-footer, 15-footer, 25-footer.
There's no way.
3 tons of a.
I don't care if it's a 6-foot thresher shark that I'm told by 17 different scientists isn't going to bother me and I can ride it like a unicorn. I'm not getting in that water.
Well, be careful, people. There was an attack off the coast of Maine yesterday. Be careful.
And they say all the time that these attacks are so unlikely. Then why are they always in the news? That why?
Because when one happens, people want to know.
I'll keep my feet in the sand.